I knew so little web development, I didn't know how to open the network panel. Like, I didn't know anything about it. I basically just knew some Python, and I was excited to be there. And he said, "We've just sold a product. Can you build it?"
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Every startup and tech company is after one main thing: creating a company culture. I'd like to introduce you to Poppin. Poppin is more than just a popular furniture company. They are a culture creator. Poppin is so proactive about embracing our community culture, bringing everyone together at their incredible Silicon Beach mixers. Definitely go to poppin.com. Mention We Are LA Tech to get on the invite list. Poppin's main mission is to create an atmosphere where we together can work happy. Poppin.com, P-O-P-P-I-N.com. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. We are celebrating the incredible women in tech here in Los Angeles, and I have the lovely Michelle. Hello.
Hi, great to be here.
Thank you for coming. So go ahead and tell everybody who you are and a little bit about what you do.
So I moved to LA about 7 years ago.
Start with your name, your first and last name.
Oh, I'm Michelle Brenner. I started out working in VFX and I transitioned to development. And now I'm working at Technicolor as a support engineer manager.
And where did you move from?
Philadelphia.
And why Los Angeles?
I just love movies and television and I really want to be a part of entertainment. And this is where it is.
Take me on your journey on learning how you became who you are today and then your professional trajectory getting here.
Sure. I just always love solving problems and helping people. And that's almost definitely why I ended up in more of the support engineer side. I love taking people who every day they have to do this thing that's very annoying or just very time consuming. And then I can come in after either a few hours or a few weeks or a few months, however long it takes, and make their day better. Usually when people call me, I always say it's like the worst part of their day because something has gone wrong or something has been going wrong for a long time. But it's so nice to make their day better. And I love helping people.
And how did you find the job op where you are now?
I just found it searching. I really wanted to stay in entertainment. And Technicolor basically does everything in entertainment that is not in front of the camera. The only thing they aren't is actors. So it's really great to be a part of it and know that I help movies get made.
How has the movie industry changed? Do people still watch movies?
Absolutely. Well, I watch a lot of movies. Technically, the big things that have changed is a lot more automation, a lot more people all over the world working on the same movie, and security is super big. You know, we don't want our movies to get out there until they're perfect because everyone puts so much work into them and every shot is poured over and over and over again. That you want people to see the final product.
What is the Technicolor culture like? Why are you so attracted to working with them?
I really like how both like casual and important it is. So, you know, movies have a hard deadline. Everyone's working very hard. So everything is both incredibly important, but it's not heart surgery. Like, right. I don't know if that type of stress is for me where I have someone's life in my hand, but it's just enough where I know that what I'm doing is important.
Yeah. But your work matters, yeah.
Exactly. And then, but also, the hours don't matter as much because I could work early in the morning, late at night. Whenever I get my work done is when I get it done. And being available all the time is really helpful for them. So that makes it really easy for me to have a better work-life balance.
And what does work-life balance mean to you?
It means being able to work when I can. And if something comes up, like an appointment or going on a fun podcast, I can leave a little early. Or I can come in a little late and, you know, and then I casually make it up when something happens. Like if something happens late at night or early in the morning, I'm available. And not being able to be counting my hours. It's more like counting how much I get done.
I love that. So give us an example of your workday flow. What's it look like?
So one thing, being part of support, I always have the tickets window open. I'm always seeing what's going on. When there's tickets, I have to get on them right away. When there's no tickets, I usually just go through our issues and our bugs and try to push things through. It's generally pretty casual unless there's a fire and you have to drop everything immediately because someone needs shots and they're waiting and it's ready to go. But generally, it's a pretty, you know, pretty regimented day of just tickets and bugs and things like that, and interspersed with, you know, sprint planning meetings and things like that, which I actually really enjoy going from the issue down to the brass tacks. Like, what are their problems? How can we fix this in, you know, the next couple of weeks?
And have you ever had a challenge that you thought was very daunting and then you overcame successfully?
Absolutely. So when I started at Technicolor, about 2 weeks before me, the first salesperson had started, and I got in. I knew so little web development. I didn't know how to open the network panel. Like, I didn't know anything about it. I basically just knew some Python, and I was excited to be there. And he said, "We've just sold a product. Can you build it?" And I was like, okay, well, let me get on Google.
Trusty Google.
Yeah, so it was just one step at a time doing the MVP and just hacking my way through. And after that experience, it really taught me the whole product life cycle. And then ever since then, it's been growing on top of that experience, and it's been really great.
That's awesome. And what do you most look forward to in your career?
I'm really looking forward to growing a team. I really love how when you're a part of the team, you can make much better projects than just by yourself. So that's why I like being part of a team. I like growing my own team. That's my next step. Training others, helping them succeed, and just moving forward.
What LA Tech company or talent have you come across lately who's really impressed you?
I love going to like events where I hear speakers. So I don't know personally, but Laura Fine at Laura on Wolf.
Yeah.
I loved hearing her speak. She was so inspiring because she wasn't about selling. She was more about how can partnerships help each other? Like, what can I do to help you and you can help me instead of I'm just selling you a product.
Totally.
I thought it was so awesome. I mean, she's, you know, her style is amazing and she built this whole business and she's just totally overall inspiring.
Tell us a little bit about it. Do you know where she's based? I think she's based in downtown LA, right?
In West Hollywood.
And tell us a little bit about her business.
It's interior decorating that you can do online for cheaper than if you had to hire a normal interior decorator. And their offices are super nice.
And we'll include more about her in the show notes as well. And if you had one ask of the community, something they could do to support you and your success, what would that ask be?
I would love when companies are hiring to think about what they're hiring for and less cool things in computer science they've memorized. I found a lot of places will, you know, especially in tech interviews, they'll ask very esoteric questions from computer science classes that not everyone, you know, I didn't come from a computer science background. I went to school for animation and I learned everything on the job, and I've never had a problem with just learning and succeeding based on just what the job needs, especially since most companies, there's a lot of internal tools you have to learn anyway. So right. I love my most exciting challenges I get from companies are when they give you problems that they've had. They're like, here's a problem we've had. How would you solve it versus here's a technical interview question that we found on the internet.
And what event in LA do you really recommend people go to?
Tech Ladies has always been really great. They have both speakers and the happy hours. And that's where I've met people that I've had the best follow-up on. Like sometimes you go to events, you'll talk to people and then just get them on LinkedIn and never hear that from them again. But those events, I've definitely been able to follow up with people and build real friendships.
And I think Tech Ladies has a Facebook group too, doesn't
yes.
it? Yeah. So we'll also be sure to include that in the show notes. What resources do you access to learn more? What blogs or magazines or podcasts or books do you recommend?
I do mostly just like, here's a topic, I'll Google it and see what's available rather than go to specific materials.
How do you trust the Googles?
It really depends how many people have answered. I will say that I just found out that with a Los Angeles library card, all the Lynda business classes are free.
What?
So I've just started that.
Wait, I wonder if that's the same with the Santa Monica library card. That's awesome. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, there's
I'm
going to
get on that.
Yeah.
But you guys, Lynda, LYNDA.com. If you have a Los Angeles library card, hopefully Santa Monica too, you can access it for free. That's wild. That's so cool. How do you do that? You just go to Lynda? Do you know what the process flow is?
You have to get a library card in person, And then you just go on the website and there's a bunch of learning resources. And so there's a whole bunch of other websites. But
on the library website or on Linda website?
Library website. Okay. And then it just says, click here to go to Linda. And you go there and put in your library card and all the classes are just available.
Wild. I am crossing my fingers Santa Monica has that. That's so cool. How can people connect with you?
You can connect with me on LinkedIn or on Twitter at Michelle Lynn B.
Can you spell it for everybody?
Sure. MichelleLynnB or Michelle Brenner at LinkedIn.
Thank you so much, Melissa, for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast. You're awesome. Is there anything else you wanted to share before we wrap up?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. You guys remember to tweet, Facebook, Insta, all the things at We Are LA Tech. I will see you guys, hear you guys, talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye. Every startup and tech company is after one main thing: creating a company culture. I'd like to introduce you to Poppin. They think about culture for a tech company from their design to the functionality of all their furniture. It's gorgeous colors. They have conference room tables that turn into ping pong tables. They have normal coffee tables that turn into cornhole tables. They have functional lounge chairs where you could work and relax all at the same time. Stand desk, sit down desk, anything that you could think of. Poppin is proactive about embracing our community culture, bringing everyone together at their incredible Silicon Beach mixers. Definitely go to poppin.com. Mention We Are LA Tech to get on the invite list. Poppin's main mission is to create an atmosphere where we together can work happy. Poppin.com. P-O-P-P-I-N.com.